And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin just issued an executive order doing what should be blindingly obvious, keeping biological males out of female locker rooms, bathrooms, or athletic teams. Executive Directive 14 instructs the State Board of Health to override irresponsible, unsafe, and unhealthy local policies. It's remarkable to me that we need executive orders to establish that teenage boys shouldn't be allowed to watch teenage girls undress. Yet here we are. Meanwhile, a 48-year-old transgender-identifying man has been charged with 2 counts of statutory rape and 6 counts of indecent liberties with minors. The man drove buses for a charter school in Charlotte and allegedly assaulted at least 4 boys aged 14 and 15, with police saying there could be more victims. Local news dutifully called the man a woman throughout their coverage because apparently protecting predators through pronouns is more important than protecting children. Pete Hegseth, our Secretary of War, recently told Navy Seamen something that would have been common sense just 5 years ago, and that is diversity is not your strength. Your strength is your unity of purpose, your shared mission, and your love of country. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein reluctantly signed Irina's Law, which is being named for Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutska, whose throat was savagely cut by a repeat felon. The law eliminates cashless bail for violent criminals and limits judges' ability to release them before trial, addressing the revolving door justice system that's plagued liberal jurisdictions for years. The New York Times published what might be peak cultural insanity, celebrating Gen Z's approach to divorce. The article opened with someone in a, quote, lavender marriage. The paper quoted a sex writer calling divorce a rebrand rather than a scandal. So forsaking lifelong vows is now just another identity to embrace. Some encouraging news from Europe. The Netherlands Parliament defeated a motion to declare abortion a human right and then passed a counter-motion directing the government to actively oppose including abortion in European treaties. Spain's socialist government is now trying to enshrine abortion in their constitution but faces an uphill battle requiring a 3/5 parliamentary majority. Finally, country singer Zach Bryan released a song lamenting the fading of the red, white, and blue because ICE agents are enforcing immigration law. His lyrics are warning that ICE is going to come bust your door down. I guess deporting MS-13 gang members and criminal aliens represents an American decline rather than a restoration. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.